Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So I had to laugh when I saw Luke Combs, the country superstar, tweeting at the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. He did this yesterday. He said, at Panthers, what are we doing? No first-round pick for McCaffrey a few years back, and now none for Burns. He's talking about Brian Burns. Are we just firebombing the whole team here or what? I usually don't comment on these kinds of things, but it's just becoming slow torture at this point. The Panthers, they may be the dumbest team in the NFL.
What'd they end
Brian
up getting Burns, for Burns?
Like a Brian Burns and a is a stud fifth, defensive end. Stud.
Yep.
And two off seasons ago.
Franchised him.
They had a deal on the table from the Rams. The Rams said, we're so horny and desperate for Brian Burns, we will give you two first-round picks and a second-round pick. And the Panthers said, you know what? We're good. We're going to keep Brian Burns. So they keep Brian Burns, which is fine. But then they just flail and do nothing.
They can't work out a contract.
They can't work out a deal.
Yep.
And then fast forward 2 years later, and they ship him to the Giants for a second rounder and a fifth rounder in return. Congrats, Carolina Panthers. You had a very valuable asset, and you basically let it deteriorate into nothing.
And then Burns goes to the Giants for $150 million.
What are the Carolina Panthers doing? I don't understand that franchise.
I know. It's a good question. I don't know.
They are just wacky.
Seems like a guy that you certainly want to keep for.
Right. Like
if you're going to franchise him, work out a deal.
Or if
he's happy.
A team comes to you and says, we're going to give you all these assets for Brian Burns. If you're the GM, maybe the GM wanted to do it and Tepper's just like, no, I have to have this guy. We have to hold on to him. I don't know the dynamics there. But I don't know what's going on in that building. But whatever it is, it's not great.
Yeah.
From an outsider's perspective.
And then they went out and they signed an offensive lineman, gave him $100 million.
Right.
Because clearly Bryce Young needed some help up front, so they went out and got him. But, yeah, you're right. I mean, that's a bad decision, and Panther fans are very pissed.
Yeah. So Burns is on
the move.
Like
they just gave him away.
Other huge names moving. Saquon Barkley signs with division rival, and – now there's, you know, I think we're going to get into it deeper later. There's definitely tension between him and Tiki Barber. I guess it's been
Saquon and Tiki.
Yeah, there's definitely bad blood. And we'll
I
get
think
into
Tiki
that later.
Said, and we are going
to
talk about
it. He said he's
later,
dead to him.
He's dead to me, but in a joking manner. And obviously Saquon didn't like that. Said he's been a hater the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Said he's been a hater since day one.
By the way, that's a great move for Barkley and the Eagles because he gets a better offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
He has a better quarterback. He's got two legit receivers, so you don't have to focus on stopping Barkley.
Yeah.
Because anytime you play the Giants, all you did was focus on Barkley, stop him. Well, you can't do that anymore with the Eagles. So
he could be in line for a massive year.
I think he's going to have a big year, yeah.
I could see
him having like a Christian McCaffrey type year.
Got better by and large, although the Cowboys haven't done anything, right? Cowboys lost Tony Pollard. They lost a couple players here to Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been pretty quiet, right? Now, the Giants, they lose Saquon, but they add Burns. They made a couple other moves. Eagles seem to make some good moves.
Everybody picked up pass rushers, right, within the division? That's what I kept seeing.
Eagles signed Bryce Huff
for
over $50 million.
Right.
He's a pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Mentioned the Giants getting Burns. So, in the division, I thought, you know, three of the teams definitely improve themselves. Don't know about the Cowboys.
Cowboys usually do a decent job of drafting, right?
So. Yeah, I'm sure they'll figure something out. I mean, sure they didn't get the top guys, but I think they'll be fine. Still have to work out a deal for Dak to get that extension done.
I am amazed, though, that Kirk Cousins gets $100 million guaranteed. He's coming off the Achilles.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, just...
the assumption now that the Achilles is no big deal? Now, he did look good in the one video I saw of him dropping back on a tennis court. Mm-hmm. He looked fine.
Well, I think it shows, yeah, that he's at a level where he can compete.
Yeah.
He's not going to beat you with his legs.
He's taking
but he
care
can drop
of himself.
Back. Yeah.
And it just it crystallizes how desperate teams are for quarterbacks, and they're willing to pay a premium to get one that they think is a top, probably top 12, top 14 quarterback in the league, and just, now makes them the favorite in that division, I would guess, by a pretty wide margin.
It's just crazy that Minnesota would just say, yeah, I guess we'll just let you go, because they just go back into the abyss.
Yeah,
they are now officially in the abyss.
I mean,
we've been there for a long time.
I mean, you can goof on Kirk Cousins, and plenty of people do. But when you go from Kirk Cousins to Sam Darnold, your fortunes are not improving. You're on a serious downswing.
I don't know that they're probably the favorite. I don't know that they're the prohibitive favorite cakes. They were a 7-10 team a year ago. Tampa won the division. Tampa retained the two guys who maybe they thought they were going to lose in Mike Evans and Baker Mayfield. And I know Mike Evans is a little bit older, but all he does is keep producing.
You might be right, but look, Atlanta was a quarterback away from winning that division.
Agreed. Right. Yeah. I'm just saying he put them as a prohibitive favorite. I'd say maybe a slight favorite.
Yeah, we'll see.
To win the division, but
I mean, how many more wins is Cousins worth versus Ritter?
I would imagine
three or five.
They could be an 11-win team if he's there last year.
I would think.
And with all those weapons, it's probably a good move.
I wouldn't give him 4 or 5. Guy's career 500 record.
Here's what I do know. Drake London and Kyle Pitts.
Hold on. How many wins did they have
years.
2 years? How many wins did they have last year?
7.
I'm sorry. 2 years ago when they were beating everybody by less than a touchdown.
Well, I think they got like 13
or
something.
Didn't they have 12 or 13?
But there, a bunch of those were like late.
They were one score games.
Yeah. It was a little fluky. But still, I think Ritter is worth 0 wins.
Right. Yeah, he's drag. Like, he's a negative.
So, I think he's probably 4 or 5 games better than Ritter. Yeah.
Be my guess. But who knows?
Who knows?
Falcons just stockpiling old Washington quarterbacks. Kirk, Heinicke. They got them all in the mix down there in Atlanta.
Well, will Heinicke stick? He got a multi-year deal,
Would you
right?
want him as a backup?
I think so.
I think so. Though he'll never play because Kirk, unless he blows his Achilles out, always plays.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But as he gets older, you want a reliable backup because he could get dinged up.
So
what
spots are available for Henry if all these running backs switch spots?
Cowboys.
Yep. That's
Cowboys,
the one everybody says.
Ravens.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Gus Edwards departs the Ravens, gets a deal with the Chargers.
Kind of musical chairs for some of these running backs. Is Joe Mixon, did he sign?
Mixon got released.
No. I know he got released.
He didn't sign. Aaron Jones is available, although I heard the Texans are really interested in him.
They lost Singletary.
Valdez, did anybody sign Patrick Queen?
Not yet.
So he's still out there?
No.
So how many Ravens got raided yesterday?
Let's see. John Simpson, who is their starting guard, signed with the Jets.
Geno Stone signed with the Bengals.
This one really hurts. Okay. Ronald Darby.
Yeah.
Former commander.
Former skin, yeah.
Dude, he played really well last year.
Played well when he was here.
He might have been the best cornerback on the team. Signed
Who
with the Jaguars.
Who poached him? Where did he wind
the
up?
The Jaguars.
Okay.
Jags were pretty active.
They signed Gabe Davis, helped upgrade their wideout core.
Queen hasn't been snatched up, although I think I saw one of those like fake Twitter things, and I thought I saw that he signed with Seattle, but it was a fake one. This is also prime fake.
Oh yeah,
fake news.
You're about to get onion today. Yeah.
Black Adam Schefter.
Yeah.
I mean, all the fake
Schefter
ones out there.
Misspelled by like one letter. You gotta be on your toes today.
A potato sack sports. I mean, you gotta have your radar up.
Yeah, you gotta have that head on a swivel all day.
So are you fine? You always just trust the Ravens, or are you a little bit freaked out that they got raided so much?
I usually think they have someone in the pipeline that will just step in and play. But Darby was the only one that really, really, really hurt. Like they have a surplus at safety, so seeing Geno go doesn't hurt. And then they're probably going to draft a lineman, so seeing Simpson go doesn't hurt.
Kendall Fuller still out there. So.
And Gus has is fumble prone, and they kind of lost faith in him at the end of the season. So
And there's still RBs to go after if you want.
Yeah.
The Ravens.
Big RB market.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Joe Mixon, obviously Henry.
I feel like if you don't get signed on day one or reported to be signed on day one, you're almost like damaged goods. I know that's a dumb way to look at it.
This is what the Ravens do, and they play the secondary market.
Mm-hmm.
So they wait for the first wave to go.
Well, that's what they were saying.
Then they go.
Right.
They go to TJ Maxx and Marshalls, and they do all the bargain shopping.
The bargain bin.
Good stuff there. I'm telling you,
Cakes loves to win the off season. Winning is done on the second and third days of free agency. You don't have to go out and make a big splash.
I like splashy moves.
I'm not saying the Commanders actually what the Panthers are doing.
Yeah.
Signing way overpaying for guards. Yeah. That's just terrible business. Mm-hmm. That's not how you win. Winning is done later in the week when everything settles a little bit.
When the dust settles and everything goes on sale.
All these deals up by Washington I thought were very reasonable.
Yeah, and that's with the team that had the most salary cap money to spend.
What was the biggest deal they made?
Armstrong could be Armstrong. Potentially. They say he could get as much as $45 million over 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, they didn't go crazy.
Luvu.
Nothing fiscally irresponsible on this list.
Yeah.
Let's hope
just
that.
Solid spending.
I mean,
they definitely signed more guys than I thought they would yesterday.
How do you pronounce the cow with the center?
Biotish.
Biotish.
I'm 99% sure that's correct.
He's 26.
Yeah.
He's young. He was in a Pro Bowl two years ago.
Pretty durable.
And he was a starter for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I think he started like 49 of his last 51
games.
Supposedly
they have another one in the pipeline. Dallas does, I think, that they're counting on.
So you would assume that Allegretti and Biotish are upgrades from what they had. Make that a better unit. Still got to get a left tackle.
Right.
So I think Commander fans, they got to be happy with those moves. I'm high on Eckler. I could be wrong, but I'm high on him.
I hope you're right. I hope he's a beast. I hope he's Christian McCaffrey light.
Yeah, and they get another linebacker, position of need, a good one.
Yeah, hopefully this frees up Jamin a little bit.
Now I could see them going after some DBs, either trying to re-sign what they have or going after some free agent DBs because I think they need at least one, if not two.
Right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, we know it's the most decimated going into free agency that I've ever seen our roster. So most of these guys I would expect would have big roles. Mm-hmm. I don't know what Zach Ertz is going to do. That one I always kind of scratch my head, but they obviously feel like you could still help.
I think he can give you what Logan Thomas gave you.
Okay.
Probably.
That's fair.
And they might draft.
They might see, yeah.
Might draft a tight end.
They could. They could draft a tight end or maybe get another young one.
I mean, I see
agency.
Five starters on this list, a co-starter at running back in Eckler. And, I mean, I don't think Ertz is going to be your starting tight end. I think he's more of a depth guy. But, look, he's a guy that knows Kingsbury's system, familiar with that. And hopefully he just bounces back injury-wise.
Right.
And is productive. Because that room right now is pretty barren, the tight end room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Cole Turner just is not developed.
Nope.
Yeah. For injury or whatever.
He had one flash, I think during his rookie campaign, where he ran like a really nice, like a seam route, and he was burning the defense. I was like, ooh.
Bates is serviceable, but he's nothing special.
But he's much more of a blocker. Like, he shouldn't be catching balls, like, ever.
Am I on an island? Can Washington, should they be interested in Calvin Ridley? I would be interested in Calvin Ridley.
I might have an interest. I think he's 29.
Yeah.
I mean, 28 or 29.
But it's a wide receiver rich draft, so they don't need to do that.
It is. So maybe they're targeting a couple guys.
Yeah.
But I would think that, you know, you add Ridley to McLaurin and Dotson. You got three legit outside threats there. But maybe you're right. Maybe they're going to look in the draft and go for a 21-year-old.
Or maybe Peter sees his market is depressed and lets it wait for another day or two.
And then get him on the cheap.
In. Maybe. But I mean, Cal Ridley's looking for a payday. Like, he's not looking to sign a cheap type of deal.
Well, I don't think we're going to be the team then.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think we're going to be the team.
They're not going to spend a bunch.
Probably going to land elsewhere.
Yeah. But I honestly didn't think they were going to sign Eckler. That takes my man Dylan Lauby off the board, I think.
I would think, yes.
Unless they wanted to just sort of stash him, you know.
Like a practice squad or
you know.
Yeah, good.
I was really surprised by that. Did not see that coming. But I think overall, you know, looks okay. We'll see.
But the NFL is brilliant that they have free agency right before March Madness.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole week, it's a tampering period.
Yep.
So it's the talk of the town for that entire week. And obviously yesterday was all – watching Schefter on ESPN yesterday.
Is he juggling all his
with
phones?
His phone, just texting and tweeting
right.
and posting
just
things
nonstop.
As they're asking him questions.
Yeah.
Right.
And he's not even responding. He's,
right.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know,
super distracted.
He was so distracted.
Yeah, trying to do 10 things at once.
Yeah, he's trying to break all the stories.
Yeah. All right, don't forget, we'll continue to talk NFL free agency throughout the show. Chris Russell, host of the Chris Russell Show on the Team 980. He'll join the show at 8, and we will pick Warren Sharp's brain at 9 a.m. It's all coming up right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.